Welcome to Defender, Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And this is a time where, from one pastor to another pastor, we are just coming together and we're talking. Sometimes we do interviews of pastors across Washington State. Sometimes we go through different Bible verses, but we're trying to give ideas and share things that we can do to equip our people for the works of service in the public square. And so today on Pastor to Pastor, we're going to be talking about your voice. The pastor's voice in the public square. Have you thought about how important it is for the people to know the shepherd's voice? In other words, to know Jesus Christ, to know the word of God inside of them. And so when you think about your voice, you are a huge part of what is happening in the culture and in the things around us. And so we want to talk about how do we have a voice that really challenges people to take the lessons that we learn through the word of God and apply that on a daily basis. And we're going to look at Ezekiel today. I've been kind of intense on Ezekiel lately, but I want to read this. It says, then he said in Ezekiel chapter 2, then he said to Ezekiel, son of man, stand on your feet that I may speak with you. And I think about this scripture about how Ezekiel was called to a people who were in exile. He's in Babylon. He's in that area of Iran, modern day Iran. And he's being called to do some things. And how are we in Washington State at times where maybe Christianity isn't growing like we thought it should or isn't moving forward like we should? In fact, I just looked at the Pew Research numbers. In the last 7 years, we've dropped 10% in Washington State, while we have Muslims and Buddhists have increased by about 300%. So we have, they were less than 1%, and now they're at 3% of our population. And so how do we operate in these times of that we're living in? And we're also seeing woke ideology coming into not only the public square, but also into the church, where we don't know how to communicate, we don't know what to do. And so really, we're going to look at Ezekiel's life here for just a moment and get some ideas. He says, as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. You know what I love about this is this is in the Old Testament, and now in the New Testament, any follower of Christ has the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of them. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells inside of you, Pastor. And I know you know that theologically. I want you to know that practically, that as you go throughout your day, that you are a human being bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit to do the things that he has called you to do. And so as you think through what God is going to do, you have the Holy Spirit. It wasn't like Ezekiel's day where the Holy Spirit came upon him in a special way. Today, it's the Holy Spirit inside of us. It's the inheritance that we have from God dwelling inside of us. Now, as pastors, we want it to flow out of us to have impact into the culture and into the public square to change and transform hearts and minds. So I want to reassure you, you have the Holy Spirit if you are a Christ follower. Verse 3, it says, then he said to me, son of man, I am sending you to the sons of Israel, to a rebellious people who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. So Israel is in a place of rebellion against God, and that's one of the reasons why they ended up in exile. They started becoming worse than all the other nations, and so God said, okay, fine, I'm going to take you out of my land, God's land, and put you into another place until I can bring you back as a humble people, a people who will serve me. And we know that Israel had gone through this several times and will continue to go through this throughout history. It says this, I want you to know this, yes, you are sent to a rebellious people. And I know that may sound harsh, but the fact is, the divorce rate of the church is exactly the same as the divorce rate of the world, maybe even worse. Pornography use in the church is the same as the world. We can see that the greed of the church is the same as the world. We can see that the all the measuring parts are the same as or worse than the world. And that's because as a church, we need to call people to repentance, to a place of walking in the power of the Holy Spirit and in God's holiness that he calls us to be set apart, to be different from the world. And so right now we're, as a whole, not every church, but not every individual, but as a whole, we're living in rebellion to what God has to say to us. And this is where you can have a voice to speak to these individuals on Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights, whenever you are communicating the word of God, not to walk in that rebellion. And so we look at this, Ezekiel verse 4, I'm sending you to them who are stubborn and obstinate children, and you shall say to them, thus saith the Lord God. we are living in a time where people are very stubborn about their perspectives, and our flocks and our and those that we have been entrusted with to disciple are really struggling with, how do I apply the Word of God into my views on a daily basis? How do I look at things that are happening around me and I show up in that office space and apply that there? And sometimes they're stubborn about it. They're kind of like, well, I got my church life, I do my church thing, and then I show up on Sunday mornings. And Pastor, you have been entrusted to shepherd them, to have a voice into their heart and into their mind by God so that they can hear the Word of God come alive and break down that stubborn, rebellious heart. It says, as for them, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious people, a rebellious house, they will know that the prophet has been among them. I love this because he says, I want you to speak to them whether they listen or not. Pastor, I know it. I've done this for a lot of years and a lot of decades, and I know this one thing, that sometimes church attendance can become the priority. And I want to encourage you, let it be your faithfulness to the Word of God be the priority, where you speak the entire counsel of God's Word. It doesn't have to all be in one sermon packed in, but it does need to be throughout the year and throughout your service at that church, that they understand that there is such thing as sin, that there is rebellion towards God, that there is such place as hell and heaven, and that there is such place that there is a Savior who's come to save us from these things, and that we cannot live in licentiousness or to the pleasures that we want, but we can live in a place where we bring honor and glory to God. And this is what's incredible about Ezekiel's call, is that he was supposed to speak these things whether they listen or not. And sometimes you're thinking, do I have more listeners or less listeners? And that is the wrong metric. We need to back up and say, am I pleasing God? So speak whether they listen to you or not. Some of them are going to roll their eyes. Some are going to say you're old-fashioned. Some of them are going to say that that's narrow-minded. All these kind of things. I've heard it all. It's okay. God has called you to be a prophet, you might say, in the sense of proclaiming truth and calling culture to repentance to the next generation. And that is where we speak that truth out in a way that they can hear it, they can receive it, and they can be called to an awe of God like never before, or a fear of God like never before. He says, and you, son of man, neither fear them nor fear their words. And Pastor, I got to be honest with you. I think sometimes as we're communicating the Word of God, we fear the people and we fear their words. I know many of you have been given a high degree of empathy and sympathy with people, and you have a love for people. And I know in my own heart that can sometimes mean that we soften the approach to how we call people to repentance. I like to say this way. Sometimes we yell at the sinner and we coddle the saint. And it should be the exact opposite. To those who profess Christ, we need to call them to repentance and yell at them, you might say, or have that prophetic voice where we read the Word of God and say, guys, we've got to clean up our act and walk in the things of God. And to the sinner, we don't want to coddle them, but we definitely want to tell them the truth and love in a way that's palatable. Look at how Jesus approached the Pharisees and the Sadducees with a lot more bluntness it seems or appears to be a lot less compassion, you might say, but he truly loved them. And yet to the sinner or the woman at the well or the woman who's going to get stoned, he was clear and direct, but he showed a lot more compassion towards those. He says, though there's thistles and thorns are with you, and you sit on scorpions, neither fear their words nor be dismayed at their presence, for they are a rebellious house. So think about, you're not going to operate out of fear. You're going to be a man of God who stands on the Word of God, and you are a valiant warrior that gets out of that wine press and you move out to lead God's people in great courage and boldness today. So think about how you might do that. Think about that courage you may have. You say, well, what if I can't afford this? Okay. God is your provider. The people don't provide for you. What if we have a mortgage on the church, or we have the stress of this or stress of that? God is your provider. Speak the truth. And whether they listen or not, allow the truth to move forward in the things of God. But you shall speak my words to them, whether they listen or not. Do you see this is the second time he is saying this? For they are a rebellious people. it's not about how many listeners you have. It is about speaking truth. And God will entrust people to you to hear the word of God. Can I encourage you, Pastor? I've gone through seasons of this, both where I've been incredibly blunt and incredibly, compassionate and incredibly all these kind of things. God is going to balance all that out for you. What we have to understand is we can never compromise the truth. Evaluate, ask the Holy Spirit, where have I compromised God's word in my heart and my mind? Where have I softened it? Our sermons are not to be self-help programs. We are to speak whether the people listen or not. We need that pastoral voice to go into this culture again, calling people to a place of repentance and a place of holiness to walk their walk out in the public square, to stop compartmentalizing the faith that they have, that their faith is a 24/7 faith, 24 days, 7 days a week. It says this, "Now you, son of man, listen to what I am speaking to you, and do not be rebellious like the rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I'm giving you. Then I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me, and a scroll was in it. When he spread it out before me, it was written on the front and back, and written on it was lamentations, mourning, and woes." So here's what I'm saying to you about your voice. Take a stand in your preaching today. Today, as you get prepared, I know it's a Tuesday today, but as you're getting prepared, take a stand in your preaching. Make it applicable to where people are today. Address the issues of the culture. Call your people to a place of truth and righteousness and holiness that honors and glorifies God. You have the Spirit of God dwelling inside of you. Think about how the Holy Spirit is going to be calling you to challenge your people to walk in the holiness of God, in awe of God. And so walk in those things. Yes, we are living in rebellious times, both in the church and in the public square. And so shepherds, we need to stand up and lead our flock towards the green pastures and the quiet waters of the Lord Jesus Christ, and do that in such a way that through truth and through calling them to righteous living. Yes, we're living in stubborn times where people are kind of polarized and stuck in their ways, but we can do something that is amazing for God. So speak whether they listen to you or not. That's going to be reaffirmed. Your voice matters. I want you to know that you're not a person of fear. You're a person that only has awe and reverence for the living God. Again, speak whether they listen. And finally, we will obey God. So think about how you might obey God this week by preaching the full counsel of God's word. Well, we know that prayer changes our culture and changes our life. And so we're going to pray right now, and then I'm going to introduce a couple of prayer resources that we have. Heavenly Father, I know that as we go throughout this week and as we prepare our sermons, as we do the things to move forward in the word of God, that we can look at the culture and speak to those issues. Lord, I pray that you would go before us in all things, that you would surround us in all things. God, we know that you love us mightily. So God, we ask that you would open up our hearts, open up our lives, that we could glorify you. Give us a fear of you instead of a fear of man. Help us to speak the truth, whether they listen or not. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we want all the pastors to take a day to pray. We really need you to be interceding for your community. So we're looking for 365 days a year to have prayer happening around our state for each community. And so think about taking a day to pray. Secondly, we want you to disciple those around you. And so we've come out with a resource, Armor Up, which really helps you to prepare the civil servants that you have around you, your school board members, to those who are in public office, that they may know how to pray and how to put on the full armor of God. So check out that resource. And I just want to, I've already prayed, so I just want to give you a blessing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you. May this be a day that you experience God's grace and that you go in God's peace. So God bless you. Let's go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.